Literature is literally littered with lively legends. Amongst them rides Don Quixote, the man of La Mancha, an idealistic knight who fought for the rights of others and who dared to dream the impossible dream. Ladies and gentlemen, while I dare not sing that song for fear it could be your nightmare, I, like many of us, have dreamed impossible dreams. But to make one of my dreams even remotely reachable, I needed to learn an extraordinary lesson. At the age of 22, an accident completely changed my view of the world. Before the accident, I viewed the world from the height of an invincible 6 feet. Now I see it from the height of a consummate navel gazer. In my wheelchair, I was now short-seated and recycled. And as such, I soon faced discrimination in work and life, so I became the modern-day Don Quixote, fighting for the rights of those with a disability. Many, many times I would put on the armor of righteousness, mount my trusty gray horse, and charge into hell for my heavenly cause, dreaming of a world where discrimination no longer existed. But at other times, I would retreat exhausted and just want to become invisible. For many years, as I championed this cause, I faced this dilemma. Do I want to fit in? Or do I want to stand up, stand out, and stand fast for who and what I'd become? Do I want to be the same or different? I became consumed by this problem and desperate for an answer, so I turned to books, coaches, meditation, you name it, I did it. I even searched in the bottom of a few bottles of scotch. 10 years after the accident, I eventually found my answer in a place where many of life's most important questions are answered. My grandmother's kitchen was filled with the aroma of freshly cooked bread, and the quiet, rhythmic chopping of vegetables was the only sound to be heard. On the bench, gleaming upturned jars were just begging to be filled with a world-famous tomato relish. Well, I thought it was world-famous. My grandfather, Poppy, used to say it could be used as paint stripper. I, too, would laugh at his mischief. But Nana, in all her wisdom and with all her love, would merely smile. A splash was followed by her silent invitation to look in the water-filled sink. One wildly bright red apple had accidentally tumbled in and was now bobbing amongst a dozen green tomatoes. And Nana said, "Mark, look in the sink. What do you want to be?" I looked at my choice. Do I want to be the one apple or one tomato of many? And I remembered thinking, who looks at fruit and vegetables and becomes philosophical? So how did I answer Nana? As I watched her, I finally understood her wisdom. "Nana," I said. She stopped, turned, waited. "Nana, I want to be, I so want to be the water." She turned back to her work, and I'm sure I heard her smile. She knew I had found my answer, that you can't change the world by charging around like an idealistic knight. No, you've got to change it from the heart by being the water. You see, water embraces everything completely. It does not differentiate young from old, black from white, tall from navel gazers. It simply encompasses all. And what is this water if it is not a unique definition of love, a definition supported by Deepak Chopra when he says, "For love to be real, it has to flow out and around that which is loved." This water is liquid love. When I am the water, no, when we are the water, the need to fight the good fight no longer exists. The need to work out whether we're the same or different no longer exists. When we love with the intimacy of water, difference doesn't exist. It's what this liquid love does. What happened in that kitchen allowed me to replace the passion of youth with the wisdom of my grandmother. And with my new view of the world and my new understanding, I began to change my world from within my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, in an ordinary kitchen, I learnt an extraordinary lesson, one which enabled me to take off my armor and get off this horse. Not literally. I learned from my grandmother that it doesn't matter how we're different. What matters is how we love. And so this morning, I offer you her wisdom that in a sink full of green tomatoes and one wildly bright red apple, there is so much. So very much to be gained from being the water.